Declan, start of a crucial week for you this week. What is the team news going into Saturday night's game with Sligo?
We're in a very good place in terms of team news, Paggy, because the two boys have came back from playing against Romania and Denmark in very good condition. David Parkhouse, no one to all. Gerardo Bruno trained today. He's trained today again. So we'll have a fully fit squad apart from Darren Cole and Jack Malone, who are the two long-term ones. So we're in a good place going into the game. Players all week in training have been magnificent. The effort and energy that they've put on their training kind of defies what part of the season we're in, because they've been very, very relentless in their approach. They train well this week, and that's something that's a real positive for me going into the game on Saturday, because you know, you tend to find that sometimes players are watching themselves or thinking about all their outside influences leading on to the last week of the season. And it certainly hasn't been the case here. It's been very focused and very driven from the players themselves, and they understand that there's three huge games to be played, no more so than going to Sligo and trying to get a win. So the appetite of the players has been magnificent. You know, they've trained hard the last 2 weeks because we haven't had a game, but you know, they're coming on there in a really positive place at the moment.
Of course, over the years, it's been mixed fortunes on the showgrounds for Derry. Now, this year, you've managed to take 7 points from them. The last time you were up there, you took a point. You'll be hoping for all three going into the game, Declan.
Well, we have to set up and try and win 9 points, but it's a lot easier said than done. You know, Sligo, a fantastic home record this year. They're very unfortunate in the semi-final cup against Dundalk. A 0-0 draw with Shamrock Rovers last week. So we're under no illusions going there, but we're going there believing in ourselves. We're going there knowing that we're going to have to be very, very aggressive in our approach. We know where we're going there, and we're going to have to defend well at times. But look, I back these bunch of players in terms of their attacking capabilities. I back them in terms of when the pressure's on, whether that's in a League Cup final in front of TV cameras, in front of a full house, and they perform. I back them in all the games, and you know, our form on the road this year's been good. Our players' attitudes is brilliant. Our fitness levels are brilliant. We've got goals right throughout our team, and I'm very positive going into the game and looking forward to it.
Of course, you'll have a wee eye on Friday night games. You know, Dublin Derby there, Bows, St. Pat's. You know, if Bows manage to take points there and you take points on Saturday night, and the Europe.
The only way we're looking at Friday night is myself, Paddy and Kevin are going to Fan Park, and we're going down there to watch Waterford and Fan Hearts, because we know we have Fan Hearts coming next Friday. So the other game takes care of itself. It's irrelevant to the score, I don't care. We have three games that we have to win. We'll be in Battle Buffet on Friday night, and we'll be watching Fan Hearts because we have a big game against them next Friday. So look, it's out of our hands what happens in Dublin on Friday night. We got to make sure we take care of business on Saturday in Sligo.
Of course, you're on with Fan Harps there. You know, you'll not want to take on that last game of the season needing to win, because all you'll have is men charged up for that game. You know, they're going to play a playoff, you know, in the next few weeks. They'll not be wanting to finish the season on a high when they come to you.
Do you think our supporters at the start of the year, Paggy, would have took beating Fan Harps to qualify for Europe? I would have took it.
All right.
So the bottom line is, if that's what it is, that's what it is. We have three games they won. If it comes to the last game, so be it. That's the way it is. That's the way football is. Nobody's got a divine right to win any football match. If somebody had offered 90% of our fans the opportunity to beat Fan Harps on the last game of the season to qualify for Europe, I'm sure quite a lot would have taken it. So look, we're not looking too far ahead. Of course, we would like to get into Europe before that, but that's not the way football works. We got to make sure we give Sligo the respect they deserve. We got to make sure when we play some Pats on Tuesday night, they get the respect they deserve, and then Fan Harps will take care of itself. But honestly, genuinely, don't care what happens away from here. We got to make sure we do our business.
Thank you, Darren.